recently heard a Jewish boy speaking Lashon Hara about myself to a group of Jews and Goyim. As soon as I heard this, I walked away. However, am I over for Lashon Hara? And if so, what form should my tshuva take? Shmuel Landau from London. I'm not exactly sure what that means. You heard them speaking about you? Or speaking Lashon Hara about someone else. In any case, if you walked away and you didn't even hear what they were saying, you have no tshuva to do at all. If you stood there and listened, but you didn't believe what they were saying, which it sounded like you walked away, then also you should do tshuva for listening to Lashon Hara, even if you didn't accept it. And if you accepted it as truth, then you should realize that you can't accept it as truth and do tshuva. And the tshuva is that you regret either listening to Lashon Hara or accepting Lashon Hara, and you will not do it again. And to verbally say that those things.